Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Jay Towers, Allison Chess. Good morning to you. Welcome to Tuesday.
Sounds like space music.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big day today. We'll talk about this in the Fox 2 News update, but Jeff Bezos is going to space. And it's not even Jeff Bezos I'm excited about. I'm more excited about 82-year-old aerospace pioneer Wally Funk.
Who's a lady, you know.
Okay.
Yes, I do know she's a lady.
I need to retract whatever I said. My mother corrected me and said, you know that that's a woman, right? And I said, I don't even remember talking about it, but
Chelsea,
I'm sure I messed it up.
If you referred to Wally Funk as a dude, you wouldn't have been wrong. Your name's Wally.
Right.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
Yeah, well, what was my excuse being the host of the Space Minute franchise?
Right. You have nothing, no excuse.
Oh, really? Some kind of a jazz band is what you were saying? No, I didn't say that. On the show today, we'll do cross-exam. Also, by the way, that is supposed to happen at 9 a.m. We'll see, weather permitting. We're going to talk a little bit Olympics today. It's so funny that one of the backups on the gymnastics team, it's not funny, but has COVID and is isolated. And they're all like, protect Simone Biles. That you have to.
Isn't that crazy?
You seriously have to.
But it's like, you know, everybody's there vaccinated too. You hope, you want these things to work. So we'll talk about that. What else do we have? That's incredible. Here, I'll have you guys think about this now. We'll ask Alan about it when he comes in. How many email addresses did you have in your lifetime? And we'll give you two shots to win $1,000. Two shots to maybe drive away in a brand new Buick Encore GX with 100.3 WNIC.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Naomi Osaka is the first black female athlete to grace the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. She is joined by transgender activist Lena Bloom and rapper Meg Thee Stallion, who became the first rapper to be on the cover. So this is kind of like a monumental cover.
How is that possible that in 2021... it's the first time there's a black athlete on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Lojo was never on the cover?
Wow.
I mean, my God.
I mean, yeah, we could do this all day, naming black athletes that should have been.
Serena Williams was never on the cover?
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I wonder if it was just this specific swimsuit edition cover.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look more into that. So it sounds like we can count on seeing Kenan Thompson on SNL in the fall because he's trying to get 20 seasons. He says, like, why should I ever have to leave?
Yeah, I agree. And also, I don't know. This is just an OCD thing that I have, but I felt this way about Ellen, who's leaving. Like, go to 20. Get to 20. 20. That was the one thing I was happy about. Like, when I lost my job, I made it to 20.
Right.
You know, right.
There's something about 20,
something about
not
20.
19.
I agree.
Yeah.
Prince Harry is releasing his debut memoir in late 2022. So he wants to give a truthful account of the highs and lows of his life and showcase that no matter where we come from, we have more in common than we think. The proceeds from this book are going to go to charity. And apparently the memoir was news to the rest of the royal family, just like just about everything else that they do. And when they were asked about it, Buckingham Palace said this is not something we would comment on.
Right.
Can you just give your family a break for 2 seconds, please?
Can
you just stop piling on your grandma and your dad for 2 seconds?
Right.
It's kind of interesting that the news of this came out yesterday because Harry and Meghan are trying to get Lily christened. And, you know, in Windsor. So,
where Archie was.
Yes. So it's kind of like, do you really want to tick them off? Because they might be able to just tell you, no, it's not happening.
They can't do that in Montecito?
They don't want to.
Okay.
Don't want to.
All right.
And finally, Britney Spears and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, were spotted getting coffee at a Los Angeles drive-thru when Paps caught a picture of Brit wearing a ring. It looked like an engagement ring, and it was on that finger as well. Now there's speculation that they are engaged. It has not been confirmed, but it looked like a pretty big ring.
Is it Montecito or Montecito?
I think it's Montecito.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You missed my whole Britney story for that day.
He just got focused on Montecito.
Wasn't he in an accident too? He got in a car accident, I thought.
Yeah, he got a fender bender yesterday Sam, Britney's boyfriend.
I know some things.
TV Tonight, Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and America's Got Talent.
Hey, it's
I heard things.
What's that? You heard what?
I heard things. Some things.
I got the TMZ alert. We have cross-exam coming up this morning. Also, hey now, the old Canadian border going to open up. We like that. We'll update you on that. I think it's going to be a great Tuesday already. Jeff Bezos supposed to go to space today at 9 a.m. We'll be carefully watching that. I think they want me to stay around on TV a little longer.
Well, you are the space guy.
That's right. Who else could handle it?
Which is really kind of terrible. Because remember, I'm just the guy that happens to watch a lot of space movies and documentaries where normally the job of an analyst or somebody like that is a scientist. So really to use me as the expert isn't the best idea.
You're the closest that they have.
Yeah, because for me it's a lot of, in Star Trek.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do a little something we do every Tuesday on the show. On Tuesdays, we do cross-exam. Coach A. Towers in the morning. Allison, how's that work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes mostly silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining. And it's fun to play along in the car when you get to work later at the dinner table with your family.
All right. Here we go. Three questions. Would you rather get too little sleep or too little to eat daily? Would you rather get too little sleep or too little to eat daily? I'll answer that. I'd rather get too little to eat daily. It could only help me. And
I was thinking the same thing.
Could always go to sleep.
I think all of our brains went right there.
Of course.
We may not like less food, but we could benefit from it greatly.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement. None of us are giving up the sleep.
I have such a weird sleep schedule anyway. I mean, some people might argue that just in life I get less sleep. Like, I sleep in three shifts. I sleep in two and a half to three-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
It drives me nuts.
But
you sleep like some of the union workers I know work, in the sense that they, like, they get this amount of breaks. They get this amount of, they get this much time for lunch. They get, like, that's like you. You get this amount of sleep. You get, you come back.
She has a split shift.
Yeah, you have a split shift. That's it.
Total, when you add it all up, I'm getting 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it in the way most doctors say isn't right, but that's what?
Right.
It works for you.
It's right. Yeah.
Question number two. Would you rather, this is a weird one. Would you rather steal someone's thunder or give them a taste of their own medicine? I think anybody that steals your thunder is a jerk. So I'd rather give someone a taste of their own medicine.
Okay, I get it now. I get it. At first, I didn't understand the question because I thought one thing is mean and one thing is nice. Like, but no, stealing someone's thunder isn't, it can also be mean.
Yeah, no, we all know that one person who they're there, you're at a party to celebrate someone's engagement, and that had to be the time where you had to announce that you were pregnant.
Yes.
Or something like that.
So that's the stealing the thunder.
That's it.
Right? But a taste of their own medicine is what? Like, the wise guy that roasts you all the time, you like roast him in front of everybody?
Hey, you want to show up 30 minutes late to a restaurant that I'm sitting and waiting for you at? I'll do the exact same thing to you next time we're going out to eat.
Okay.
Or someone tries to set you up to ruin your entire life.
So you do dish it right back?
Oh my God, please give me the opportunity. Please. I still hold out hope.
Some days I think you're getting better than other days.
And then
I
don't.
It's like just as present as it was
in the beginning
5 years ago.
You had this good dip. And last question. Would you rather have too many allergies or too many phobias? I'm going with I'd rather have phobias than allergies because the allergies, Like, what if it was something, what I was allergic to something I loved, then I'd be bummed. At least a phobia, I can get counseling or
therapy. And some allergies can be deadly.
Sure, I mean, right.
If you don't get to, what is that, EpiPen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And as someone who has many, many phobias, you can live, you can happily exist with them.
Your phobias have actually become allergies.
Yes, that's right.
I'll go with phobias as well.
Phobias?
Yeah.
Wow, what a game. I like today's game today. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, consensus, right?
Therapy.
Is that right? There we go.
Yeah, there was a lot of consensus.
Is that right?
An agreement.
Agreement, yeah.
You're right.
All right. I concur. 100.3 WNIC. Thank you.
Am I supposed to stand at attention?
I was letting it establish.
Oh, I see.
And my phone piped up too.
Canada announcing it will reopen its border to fully vaccinated Americans for non-essential travel on August 9th.
Oh my gosh. Yay.
So here's the deal. As I read it, you'll need to show proof of vaccination. So yes. You'll also need a negative COVID test within 72 hours.
I think crossing borders, it's fair for them to ask for, you know.
Well, and, you know, I think Michigan is in a pretty good place right now, so it might seem a little ridiculous that we'd have to do that. But, like, California is kind of a hot mess right now. So, like, if you're getting into Canada kind of near that side,
yeah,
you know, it could be riskier and maybe that would be more necessary.
Yeah, we always forget because Canada's right here and we just don't think about it because it's like it's right there. We always forget there's other places in the country you can also get up into Canada.
What are the options right now for fastest COVID test that's not in your nose?
I don't know, but when I was picking up a prescription just the other day at Kroger, they're in the grocery store. You can get COVID. I mean, you can pick up a COVID test.
And what, do you send it out?
I don't think so. I got to believe it's like, you know, an EPT or something, right? It turns blue. I don't know.
Exactly. I've seen a couple people that have those, and it's kind of like a pregnancy test. If it's, you know, two lines, that means one thing. If it's one line, it means another. But those are not as accurate, obviously, as like the ones that go up your nose. Mm-hmm. And
suffice for Canada. We'll have to ask. COVID restrictions are loosening, and many schools are getting ready to reopen for in-person learning this fall. Many experts predict that this year's back-to-school spending will reach historic record-breaking levels, including all-time high of $37.1 billion on school supplies. Because think about it. Last, you know, July, August, you know, kids were not buying a lot of school supplies. Parents weren't buying them. I mean, you were doing everything on the computer.
Yeah, you didn't need all of the stuff that you need. Usually school gives you a list.
Yeah.
And you have to go get everything that's on the list, plus all the stuff that you want. So, yeah, I mean, that whole thing got washed away, and you just basically, no one needed a backpack, certainly.
I was in Target the other day, and they already have, they didn't have everything completely out, but they were in the process of putting stuff out.
Well, they got Halloween candy out in some places. I bought a box of it.
Are you serious?
I did. I brought it in for work. Yeah.
No, but I mean, buying the candy, I'm cool with, but that it's already out.
But it's out already?
Yeah.
Well, it was just, it's branded, you know, it's branded.
We like to rush to the next thing. We're constantly rushing to the next event.
I know. I don't know. Maybe because it's been such a floody, hot summer. Like, I'm sorry, but I am looking forward to fall. We got another month of summer. We got August, though, but I like fall. Like, I'm looking forward to that. I like everything about fall. I love Halloween. I like the leaves. I like
decorating the house for fall, and then you get to decorate for Christmas.
Warren's big Thanksgiving feast. I mean, all of that.
His cornbread stuffing.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. And here's the other big story today. We talked about it a couple times. This morning, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is scheduled to launch into space. He'll board his Blue Origin Shepard rocket. It will be the first time in history an unpiloted suborbital flight with a civilian will be launched into space. Remember, no one on that Jeff Bezos ship there is flying. They're passengers. Like if we pass the physical fitness part of it and have the money, we could be sitting there and there's no one flying. I mean, it's all
automated.
Automated.
Like yes. That pizza delivery car?
Like the pizza delivery car. Mm. Just like
thanks, Domino's.
It is a dream that Bezos first started 21 years ago. Blue Origin has performed 15 uncrewed test flights. Of course, this depends on weather today. Accompanying Bezos for the flight, his brother Mark, along with 18-year-old Oliver Damon, and 82-year-old aerospace pioneer Wally Funk. She's very excited. I've watched her in interviews all day yesterday. Damon and Funk will be the youngest and oldest person to fly to space. Liftoff is set for 9 a.m. This entire shindig is 11 minutes. That's it? Takeoff, three minutes of weightless, back.
So space is only 6 minutes up there?
You're up there pretty quick.
We can be in space in 6 minutes?
You're touching space, you know?
Well, no, isn't that what Richard Branson did? Bezos is going
He's going a little higher.
Right.
And as Bezos had to say in an interview, his windows are bigger. Of course.
Of course. Oh, okay. When billionaires talk trash.
Right. In a new poll about billionaires, Oprah Winfrey got a 45% favorability rating, the highest of all of them. Mark Zuckerberg had the highest unfavorable rating at 60%.
I never understand, maybe it's warranted, but I never understand why people are so down on Zuckerberg.
I think it's that whole, you remember when he had to speak in front of Congress and that water thing? People were really turned off by how he drank water.
And the surfing
with the American flag on 4th of July.
Well, yeah, that was a little weird, too. True.
There you go. There's your...
Stop irritating people, Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm.
Music provided by the film Apollo 13. Thank you, Tom Hanks.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Time for Feeling Good in the D on 100.3 WNIC. Feeling Good in the D is brought to you this morning by our friends at Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Here's what we know. An Iowa grandmother making headlines for reading stories to hundreds of kids and people on Facebook. Grandma Betty. Isn't Bet B-E-T-T-E?
It can be because that's Bette Midler. Sure. But there are some Bettys now who, you know, get creative with their name.
The only reason I know that is because I heard her talk and she said Grandma Betty.
Grandma Betty talking about why she chooses to read her favorite books to children every night on social media. She does this. And I guess kids love it. Take a listen.
No, said his sister. It's do we read more books? Do we squirm? And some of the people who have said they have lost their mom or their grandma come and would give me a hug. And they cried and I cheered up for them too and everything. I said, well, if I can help you, I'll be happy to be a Grandma Betty for you.
Yes.
Oh, so what? You go to her YouTube page or something for tonight's story?
Sounds like she does a Facebook Live maybe story every night.
Oh, well, it's so cute.
That is so sweet because my grandmother would never be able to figure out how to use Facebook, let alone go live.
Is this thing recording?
Right. Or probably would leave it on. You know, yeah, it's always another one. Leave it on.
Eddie, come here.
Bet, is that you? It's Betty. Allison, what were you talking to Allison? What were you talking to Alan about? What did I miss?
He and his wife went on a couple day date with another couple yesterday.
Did
you?
Mm-hmm, sure did. We went out to the lake, did a little kayaking, worked out those lats.
It was a weatherman date.
It was. It was nice. What was it? Saturday. Weather was great. We were away from the kids for 4 hours.
Right.
Uh-huh. It was delightful. It was nice. Yeah, real good time.
Would you put the 5-year-old in charge?
Yeah.
When you leave?
Yeah. No, the twins. Are you kidding me? Those twins run the world. No, they tie her up. Sometimes they gang up on her. She's like, Dad, help me. I'm like, they're half your age.
Oh, like, what are you talking
about? I heard you just take a big box of snakes and throw them in the backyard and then yell Roundup time and then you go out.
That's exactly it. It's the spiders they're scared of. Snakes they can handle.
Roundup time. All day. Hey, real quick question.
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting and I'll have you guys too. If you just, you know, peruse the brain a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How many total email addresses in your life do you think you've had? So as I went through and thought about it, I had two AOLs, I had two Gmails, which I currently use. And then I have, you know, your work emails. I had a Fox, I had a CBS, I had a Disney.
I can tell you exactly how many I've had because it's not that many.
So under seven, I think, for me. What did you have?
Four.
That's it?
I had my work email address where I worked before. It was the first time I ever got an email address.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of only using it, never a personal one, which is why I lost like lots of things. And I had a home email address through Comcast that I really never used, but it just came with our service. And then I have my two now, here and my Gmail.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about you, Chels?
I think I've had about five. A Gmail that I don't use, a Yahoo, maybe an AOL for an instant messenger account. Let's see, our iHeart email and my CMU email.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. We have the school ones. So what about you, Alan?
I think it's just the school ones and one AOL. Now I'm on the Gmail, and that's my adult one. I've had it for a very long time. So
it's
I think
the Gmail.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think just two outside of work and school.
Yeah, so not many.
No, no.
Yeah, why would you have to, unless you
There was a Hotmail. There was a Hotmail there too, so maybe a third.
I never had a Hotmail.
You didn't have a Hotmail?
I was always jealous of the Hotmail.
Was that for hooking up?
I can give you my password one day. You can see what it's like.
Well, look at this exciting world of Hotmail. Is that even still around, Hotmail?
Hotmail? I don't know.
Some people still have it. I'm surprised by the people who still have a People PC account or a Charter.net.
Isn't there a Huawei or Huawei?
Yes, yeah. Huawei, Ymail.
Well, you know who you're dealing with when you get someone who's like, here's my my AOL email account. Yes. They're still active, you know? It's a person of a certain age.
For a long time, when I emailed Dina Senafani, it was like at SBC Global.
.net.
Dina. Too much.
How are we looking weather-wise?
We're good. We got more of that smoky sun. Love it or hate it, it's here. And then late storms. So let's say between 5 p.m. and 9, we'll get those storms to roll through.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time.
1, 2, 3, 2.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Come on. Back in the day.
It is time for Back in the Day. It is brought to you by our friends at Jersey Mike's. So, what do we have for Back in the Day today? Well, we'll start with this. 56 years ago, in 1965, the Lovin' Spoonful released the hit song, Do You Believe in Magic? It sounded like this.
I love this song.
It is a good one. Turn it up a little bit, Chels. Thank you. Very nice.
The Lovin' Spoonful. What kind of name is that?
Name of a band in 1965. 53 years ago, in 1968, Paul McCartney found out that his engagement to Jane Asher was off when she announced it on the BBC show D-Time. McCartney was watching at a friend's house and was taken by surprise.
Wow, Jane Asher. Terrible mistakes I've made in my life.
Yeah, right. I can't be with this guy anymore.
Yeah.
I think I'll announce it on TV just to tick him off a little more. 52 years ago in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon. They did it at 10:56 p.m.
It's one small step for man, but for mankind.
Boy, and the world was watching.
They walked on the moon. Do you think when Jeff Bezos first enters space, he'll place an Amazon order?
Maybe. A prime order. Cool. A prime order, hopefully.
Oh, my gosh.
Today, 2020, the world heard that a COVID-19 vaccine developed by the University of Oxford was able to trigger immune responses and antibodies. I didn't realize that was today in 2020, but I guess that's right, in July, and then the testing began.
Crazy.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West took the kids on an outing together over the weekend. So she flew in from New York City and met Kanye and the kids in San Francisco on Saturday. They had breakfast and toured the Asia Art Museum. Then she went back to LA with the kids and he went to Vegas for a listening party.
That was the first time, huh? Since they split, that they've been together?
At least that people have publicly seen them out together.
Do you have a Kanye West story? Is there a Kanye West story today?
No.
I just read a very quick blurb last night that said, it was on Daily Mail, and who knows if that's, but it said that Kanye West basically called his time living with Kim Kardashian like almost like being in prison. was like, wow.
Well, she might say the same. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right. Which is weird because I just read an article that said he's just now coming around to the idea of divorce and like just really wants what's best for. I'm sure there's a bunch of articles floating around. Idris Elba is calling for more social media security. So currently, only celebrities have to verify their identities on social media, and he wants that for everybody. The way he sees it, social media now is like boarding a plane with no ID. Cowards and racists don't need to be able to spew their hate in secrecy. He thinks if you're going to be like that, you got to be a real person, and we need to know who you are.
Hey, he's 100% right, I didn't know that wasn't the case. Because if you're going to go online and say the worst possible things, I should be able to look at your face and click on your profile and know exactly who you are. I just assumed that that's how it already was.
At the very least, you know, you should at least be accounted for. It should be accountable, like who has the account. Like, in other words, you can start a Facebook account right now with a fake name and a fake email address.
And it'll let you do it.
It'll let you do it. Oh, sure. That's what a troll is.
Mm.
A lot of people have been commenting on if Facebook, Instagram, all of these different social media networks are able to flag anytime someone talks about COVID, whether it's a vaccine or an experience or whatever. They should be able to flag when someone is being racist or a bully.
Right.
Absolutely. And they're not wrong there either. Yeah. Justin Bieber posted a photo of himself and his wife, Haley, with the caption, "Mom and Dad." Initially, it seemed like maybe he was hinting that Haley was pregnant, but she later commented that he should change the caption to "Dog Mom and Dad."
Oh, I was going to say, Warren and I do that too.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Journey just added a special show to their 2021 concert schedule. The band is going to be performing a special concert with a live symphony at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas on December 18th. This will be a one-night-only event, and tickets go on sale this Friday. TV tonight, we have Game 6 of the NBA Finals and America's Got Talent.
All right, Chelsea, thank you so much. Good morning, Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. We're so glad you have joined us once again. And thank you for listening. On the way this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics coming up on Friday. Also, I'm going to say Allison fell, although she took a couple days to tell us. I'd like to hear that story. That's incredible. Today really is incredible. Wait until you guys hear a student pilot who like loses the engine and he's by himself and what he does. It's wow. It's a great That's Incredible coming up. All right, Allison, what do you have in the bubble today?
It's a bit of a downer, but informative. All octopuses, or is it octopi?
It might be octopi.
It might be octopi. Mm-hmm. All of them are orphans.
Oh.
Male octopuses, or pi, die right after they mate, which I would think would keep you kind of celibate, but whatever. And the female octopuses die right after their eggs hatch.
Oh my gosh.
Really a big downer.
Terrible.
It's terrible. It's
the worst bubble ever.
It's really bad, but also informative.
But what do you strive for life? Okay, so wait, you're an octopus. You lose both parents.
You have no...
Your dad dies the moment he is...
So you never know him.
You never know him. Your mom, as soon as you give birth, and then what? You live your life and strive to go fall in love and meet some other octopus? No.
I would think not. I'm going to be an old maid octopus.
How is there not a Disney movie about this yet?
Well, you know why? Because Disney loves a little sadness in a movie. But this has double sadness. This is double sadness. There's no...
Just think about those octopus eggs cracking open. There's no one around.
All that's left to do if you're an octopus is like be a king or like... I mean, you have to... Like, there's nothing you get.
No.
Who's nothing. Teaching them things?
Nobody.
Friends? I don't know. All right.
An Uncle Flounder.
Right. Octopus Girl comes by. You're like, I'm good. I got plans next weekend. I thought maybe we'd just take a minute and just talk about the Olympics. The Olympics are kicking off on Friday. But, you know, the thing we keep hearing about is the fact that there are people testing positive for COVID with the Olympics right now. So what happens next? Here's what you need to know. The estimated cost of the Summer Olympics $26 billion.
Whoa.
That's how much it costs, which is mostly why Japan is pushing forward with it, despite 80% of the population not wanting the games to happen due to the pandemic. So if you live in Japan, you don't even want the Olympics there.
Right.
COVID-19 countermeasures alone are costing $900 million. And Japan is losing more than $15 billion because they've had to ban spectators. So they weren't able to sell tickets.
That's right.
And there's no one in the arena.
And merch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time Japan is hosting. They also had the Olympics in 1964. More than 11,000 athletes from 205 countries and territories are planning to participate. 5,000 medals are up for grabs across 50 disciplines and 33 sports. Interesting.
I guess I feel bad for Japan because they're in a situation where it's like they have to take on all these people and they have to basically eat the cost of all this stuff.
Yeah.
But like, was there maybe not an abandoned island somewhere?
They're not going to put Olympians on an abandoned island. The optics
I don't know.
They're
letting them sleep on cardboard beds. So, I mean, what's worse?
They have strange sleeping conditions. That might be normal.
Well, that Olympic
don't
village.
They sleep in those big drawers.
No, that's a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, I thought it was based on a real thing.
No, I don't think so. Really?
I feel like I saw a thing about a hotel that had these compartments. Not real drawers.
You are combining television.
Life and TV. Yes, I can't keep it straight.
It can't be right.
Let me out of the drawer.
That is a Seinfeld episode. So anyway, here's the other thing. Did you see yesterday? There's one guy in the Olympics. They're saying that in that Olympic Village, remember the Olympic Village they used to hand out like and stuff because they, you know, sometimes people got close with each other.
Not sometimes, almost all the time.
Well, yes, I'm trying to, you know, but now everybody's sleeping on these cardboard beds, which can allegedly hold 400 pounds, but they're saying secretly that they made these cardboard beds so it might deter you from having a bed.
Right.
Well, they're
so this Olympic guy gets on there and starts jumping up and down and makes a video saying
to prove a
sturdy
point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're trying to put the spin on it. Well, these beds are going to be able to be recycled once the Olympics are over, which is, you know, good for the environment. So that's awesome. But at the same time, it's like,
can't you recycle sturdy plastic too?
That makes more sense, though, that they're making recyclable beds and that they didn't go that far to make a bed that would deter. I mean, are they really that focused on that? Is that really that big of an issue?
I don't know.
Keeping Olympians away from each other?
Hey, two sports are making a comeback, by the way. Baseball for men and softball for women. They've both been out since 2008. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
Four new sports have made it into the Olympics. Karate, sports climbing, surfing, and skateboarding. Oh, skateboarding. Maybe the Fleetwood Mac guy will be there. The Ocean Spray guy.
Nathan something?
Yeah, could be. In all, there will be 339 sporting events at this year's games. They'll take place across 42 venues, 33 in Tokyo, 9 in other host cities. Just one country pulled out of the Olympics due to the pandemic, and that's North Korea. The USA has won 2,523 Summer Olympic medals throughout history, and that is more than any other country.
The North Korea is allowed to participate in the Olympics?
Seems odd. I guess so.
That seems odd to me.
Right.
Okay.
Like, hi, you better do well.
Right.
So there you go. There's some fun things to learn about the Olympics. I do like to watch the Olympics. I just hope everything's okay. They're very worried right now. Although I would think every Olympian is vaccinated, I'm assuming, and that's supposed to be the protection you need.
And honestly, even though we've heard of some cases with that many people over there, it's pretty good, you know, that it's just, a handful of people.
We'll see what happens.
You're listening to Jay Towers in the Morning on iHeartRadio.
So, you know, sometimes things happen on the show or to one of us, of all of us, and we'll have a conversation in the middle of a song like we were just a little while ago. But, you know, yesterday we're about to go on the air and Allison says, oh, yeah, well, I was at the grocery store and I was trying to, get some egg bites and I fell. And I said, wait, you fell and are you okay? What happened? I said, you got to tell us, what's the story? How did it all go down? And, what did happen, by the way?
I'm going around the corner in my quest for the omelet bites. And there was a puddle of water. I didn't see it. And I put one foot down and it was the weirdest feeling because I felt that one foot. And thankfully, you know, well, it's the way we walk, one foot in front of the other. So it wouldn't have been both feet. I was going to say, thankfully, it wasn't both feet because I lost all traction.
This happened Friday, right? When it was raining?
Right. Yeah. But my foot went right out from under me. I was down like boom like that. I felt my foot go out. I landed on my knee.
Ow.
And then I know. And then I just went down and I was boom. That's where all that padding comes into, you know, works in my benefit. So, and this lady was standing right there and she was like, oh my God. And she was helpful in like.
Did she help you up?
Well, no, I was just going to say, she was like, I'm not going to be able to help you up, but I'll stand here with you.
No. Okay. First of all, she didn't want to embarrass you, I'm sure. Second of all, I have been in situations with you, not necessarily you falling, but thinking maybe like, hey, can I help you with that? And you always, no. I got it.
You never want assistance.
Never.
I usually don't, but especially in this case, because I may just bring you down with me. So I wasn't going to do that. So, but I also just needed to sit there for a second. And I did kind of think, yeah, I wonder if I can get back up. So there was a little rack, like a chip rack, and I kind of pulled myself back up on it.
Oh my God.
And yeah, and I did fine. I hobbled around the store. And
you didn't do that thing like some people do, like when they fall, like when I've fallen before, like you fall, but then you hope somebody didn't see you. So then you act like you're trying to do something on the floor like you're meant
right.
to do.
Yeah.
Like I better check underneath this produce thing because sometimes they put better oranges under mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
But really you fell?
Yeah, I'm down here for total legitimate reasons. Yeah, I couldn't have done that though because it happened in front of people. So.
Oh my God.
You need a life alert bracelet.
I do need.
I fall in and I can't get up.
But it turns out I can. So
right.
Got myself up. Yeah. But it was so funny. So I walked around, I had to get like three things. And I was kind of hobbling because it did hurt. And by the time I got to the U-scan, there was like a lady and she's like, I need your information. And I'm like, I'm okay. And
you could send me some omelet bites. I'd appreciate it.
That was that. Yeah, I should have.
Thank God you're okay. I'll send you an omelet bite bouquet.
This is why Warren constantly says, like all the time, he's like, you just barely live. He's like, you just walk through life barely living.
Oh my God.
Is that wrong?
We should have moved this to That's Incredible today. It is time for That's Incredible. Some incredible news stories today that we find to be quite interesting. We'll start with this. You guys, listen, I'll play the audio for you when you get time later. Maybe, Chelsea, you could put it on our WNIC page, but you've got to see the video because it is, there's so much on social media that like tries to grab you and doesn't do a great job, but this is such a real deal. The student pilot is flying solo in a Cessna. It lost engine power while in the air, and he had to make an emergency landing in a field. I don't know how old the student pilot is, but he... Just let's listen to this because it really is incredible to hear. Imagine how calm you need to be. And you're just this young
guy. I'm losing my engine. I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I've pulled carb heat. Everything else is in the green. Looks like my oil pressure has dropped.
All right. Well, you can proceed direct to the runway 117 Tango Sierra, clear to land. And I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's coming back and I'm losing it. And I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of places here. I have lost full engine power.
Lost full engine now.
I have no engine.
Oh, my God.
Roger, no engine. We got guys coming to you. I got Charlotte notified, and they're coming to you. 117 Tango's here.
Roger, I'm looking for a field here. I'm going to try to drop in.
Roger that.
I'm going to attempt a landing in a field right now.
117 Tango's here, Roger. I notified Charlotte. They got people sending as soon as they can to you.
I have touchdown. Holy
right.
Let me tell you something. If that were me, I would be losing my mind.
You would have heard holy bleep way sooner. Way sooner.
Listen, you know what the equivalent of this is for us? Here's the equivalent.
Cable going out?
No. I'm saying for our career path. Mm. Like a good radio DJ in a world of digital like this has a CD player and a couple of CDs as a backup in case the system goes down we can still play some songs while we re-up. That's our backup.
Right.
This guy's backup is to, like, fly an airplane with no engine and no runway and find a safe place to land and not die. And he did it. And he's a student. That's
incredible. And by the
incredible.
Way, that CD for backup
yeah.
doesn't get changed often.
Oh,
it's
no
probably going to be CNC Music Factory.
<No kidding>.
So.
Listen, if we're off the air, go immediately to the emergency CD. Now, it may stay fresh 100. You pass forward past it. If the fast forward button still works.
I'm only saying all this because our boss Tony's camping.
Anyway, there
oh
you
my
go.
Gosh.
There's a That's Incredible.
Here's the CD another. Has a scratch on it.
Here's another.
That's incredible.
All righty. New stats show that the Tokyo Olympics are costing $26 billion on top of that $900 million spent to combat COVID. And we mentioned this when we talked Olympics a little while ago, but $15 billion, it's still worth repeating. $15 billion is what's being lost in Japan. We kind of talked about this earlier. Would it even, is it not that, listen, it's such a big deal for these Olympians, but you have to wonder from the financial standpoint, it's hard to believe they're still doing it.
Well, that's what I, that's
when
you
my
lose
question. All that.
But that's my question. Like every, we don't do anything. Nothing ever gets done if there's not an ability to profit. Everything's about profit. So no one ever does anything out of the sheer goodwill
right.
or because the show must go on. It's always about profit. So I don't know what's in it for them. You know, you can be the nicest person in the world, but nobody does anything unless there's a chance for them to make money. So that's what I was going to ask. This is just money going out of their pockets and no money's coming back in.
Well, not only that, but the amount of hoops that everyone has to jump through. I read a story a couple weeks ago about a mother who was still breastfeeding, like her 6-month-old. And they were telling her, yeah, the baby's not allowed to come. And what, that mom's supposed to be gone for a month? That's how she feeds her baby.
Right.
So that was a whole issue. Now babies can finally come. There was just this Paralympian who is deaf and blind, who's not allowed to bring her aid with her, so she had to drop out of the Olympics. Like, how does this make sense to anybody?
That must have been a thing that fell through the cracks. I've got to believe that. Listen, I understand, like, trying to
you can't have mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles all there to support you.
I get
sure,
that. But you cannot have another COVID explosion that sets the world ablaze because everybody was careless. I get that. But a deaf and blind Paralympian needs a person.
Sure.
It's
absolutely
insane.
And on top of that, think about this. You train your whole life for the Olympics. And maybe you come from, you know, a humble place. Just because you're Olympian, it doesn't make you rich.
Mm-mm.
But the fact that to get a good night's sleep, you're sleeping on this cardboard bed, which they say is fine, but still, It's odd that you work so hard to get to this place and you're not getting
and those are your accommodations.
The full experience. I don't know. Maybe they're very nice. I don't know. All right.
That's incredible.
Last one today. A guy on the 16th floor of a Florida hotel filmed a hammerhead shark making a beeline for a man standing in shallow water and then turning away at the last second. Not the man, the shark. Listen to the guy narrate. The best part is him at the end, by the way. But here, listen. For you. And the video's great too.
Oh no. Oh my god.
What an idiot.
Get out.
He sees it. Look at him. Oh my god.
Oh my god, did you get that on video?
Yeah.
Did you get it on video?
Yeah.
By the way, they looked at foods that can spark or your brain power. And when it came to bacon, which we all seem to love, bacon was only number 18 on the list.
Yeah, I don't think of bacon as a brain food.
Milk chocolate is number one, followed by dark chocolate.
To boost your mood.
Oh, to boost
brain power.
Foods that boost your mood. What makes you happy?
Oh, all right. Well.
Well, if it's what makes you happy, then why wouldn't bacon be at number 3?
You know what's funny? Speaking of bacon, which I don't eat anymore, but I do remember I used to love it. In the freezer, there is a sausage. And I can't figure out what's going on here. Either you eat pork or you don't. Either you eat sausage or you don't. These are vegetarian-fed pigs. I was like, I think they're missing the point. Oh, no. I don't need the pig to have a vegetarian diet. That doesn't do anything for me.
Right. They're eating such good stuff before the end. Aww.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Craig's favorite game is Battle of the Sexes. It is brought to you by our friends at Oakland Mall. $50 in Oakland Mall shopping. Allison's going to play for Monica. I'll play for Eddie. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name something people do at the dinner table, even though it's considered bad manners.
Oh, boy. I've got two. Elbows on the table.
Second best answer. 5 points for that burp was number one.
Oh, yeah.
But who does that, though?
I know.
Rude people.
Jay, name a popular summer activity.
Swimming.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Allison, name the most stressful job to have on a cruise ship.
The most stressful job on a cruise ship, the doctor?
That's a great
I did not
answer.
Make it 0 points for that, the captain.
Oh, what about Bernie Koppel? What about him? 4 people got that.
Jay, if a movie was really terrible, name something you might do in the theater to pass the time.
If the movie was
terrible, name something you might do in the theater to pass the time.
Well, I would say text, but we know Paul at Imagine would throw us right out. So, but yeah, be on your phone.
Second best answer, 5 points for that. Sleep was the number one.
Oh, right.
You are still in the lead, though, 15-5. Allison, name a specific food that you associate with the South.
Fried chicken?
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. And Jay, name a place where you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
The museum.
Yes, number one answer, you win the game 25-15.
Holy cow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.